Hi, my name is Katie and welcome to Plants and Things. I'm so excited to get to talk to you about plants today. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. If you've been with me since the beginning, thank you for sticking with me. I appreciate you. Your support means so much to me, and I'm so glad that I'm able to have this open conversation about plants with others that are also interested in that. I'd love to hear how your garden's doing, or if you have any questions that you would like me to discuss on the podcast. I am on Instagram. It's just Plants and Things is my username. Plants and Things Podcast is my username. I'll try to link that in the, what is that called? Like, on your podcast where it has like the, what the podcast is about. I'll try to link it to where it's easy to find. Sorry, I don't know why I forgot that. I do want to let you know I have been sick this past weekend. I've not been feeling super great, so I typically try to upload every Tuesday, but it's Tuesday at 11 p.m., so I'm racing time right now trying to make sure that I've got this uploaded in time for you to enjoy. Sorry you didn't get to enjoy it this morning. I was trying to schedule it like to be uploaded at like 5 a.m. On Tuesdays, but that requires me to record it on Sunday, and I was sick Sunday and Monday, like really sick. So today I am feeling quite a bit better. I'm still feeling a little bit under the weather, but hopefully that won't interfere with your experience today with this. But yeah, so I look forward to hearing from you all. So something that I wanted to talk about today, it's going to be more of just like a chill, like update on how everything's going. But I did go on Friday, and me and my friend went to a local nursery, and we got a lot of plants. Like, I am so excited about everything that we got. One of the things that I was looking for was more native plants to our area, because I do live in Appalachia, so born and raised in a mountainous terrain, and a lot of the plants that you can find at like some of the big box stores are gonna be more tropical. They're not necessarily like the native plants to my area, and I like to plant native things because, you know, it supports biodiversity. It provides habitat for a variety of wildlife, and the wildlife that lives here, like the birds and the pollinators and everything, they do prefer the native plant species versus, you know, some of the ornamental or like the plants that aren't native. It also reduces my risk of having something completely take over. Now, native species, yeah, they can definitely like take over an area, but what I'm afraid of is like having something that becomes invasive, because I don't know if I've talked about this previously or not, but we have invasive Johnson grass that we struggle with. I think honestly it's not as bad this year so far. I'm hoping that we continue to fight the Johnson grass. It's a struggle with that for sure, but whenever we went to the nursery, I was able to find some native species. There's a species called Lily of the Valley, that's its common name, but it is so beautiful. It kind of reminds me, like the flowers kind of look like blueberry flowers, but the leaves look kind of kind of look like orchid leaves, I guess, a little bit, just a little bit. They're like more flat and everything. So they're really pretty, and I will be posting pictures of them on my Instagram. But the pollinators, at least I hope the pollinators will enjoy them. I also got some common marshmallow, I think is how you say it. I pronounce it marshmallow, but I think it's spelled marshmallow. It's so, anyway, that's not important. I got some of that and I'm super excited. I hope that the butterflies love it, specifically the monarch butterflies. Around my area, I remember whenever I was a kid, I was obsessed with butterflies. I loved them. And I remember being at my mama's house and we would be able to go outside in the summer and just catch butterflies. Like they would just like, there would be such an abundance of butterflies and moths that like literally you wouldn't even have to try to catch them. They would just like fly into you. It was like insane. And now it's like a very special, rare thing to see them, which is really weird. Like we have a lot of moths, okay? A lot of moths. But as far as like a actual like butterfly, I feel like it's so much more rare to see them, but it's so special. So I'm hoping that if I can plant things that they specifically like, then that would be great. And I want to say that I've made a mistake, that it's not common marshmallow. Oh, I did get some butterfly bushes too. I'm super excited about those. No, it's not that. Oh, I'm forgetting. Let me look it up real quick. Milkweed. Oh, no, I didn't have to look it up. I remembered finally. It's not marshmallow. I'm sorry. It's milkweed. I got common milkweed. I'm telling you, I have not been feeling great, and my brain is a little bit, you know, a little bit frazzled, I should say, especially since that's past my bedtime. I like to be in bed around 9:30, 10, and it's already 11, but yeah, it's been a struggle. Sorry about that. yes, so I did get common milkweed, so I'm gonna plant that for the butterflies, and I hope that they like it. I will let you know if they do, and if they do, I'm gonna be posting pictures on Instagram. I'm sorry I keep mentioning that, but like I will definitely be posting that on social media. So if you're interested in seeing that, make sure to follow me. And what else did I get? Oh, I got strawberries. I wanted to talk about that a little bit. So we planted grapevines recently, just like regular Concord grapes, and I decided, like, I had read that planting strawberries, like strawberries would be like a good companion plant for those, so I did that. I got ever-bearing strawberries, and I planted some in between those. I've also started some strawberries from seeds, and I am super duper excited about that because I've never started strawberries from seeds before. I typically would just, like, you know, buy them from the store, or have starts that other people just like gave me or something like that, and I had never tried to start them from seeds, but this year I did, and it's working. I've got them in my shed where I've got my little greenhouse setup going. And it is so cool to see them. They're so teeny tiny. They're sprouting their true leaves now. So I've got the little cotyledons that sprouted out of the seed. They're so teeny tiny. And then they've got their true leaves starting that look more like the typical strawberry leaf that you see. That's like the variegated type of leaf. But it's so, so cool to do that. If you haven't done that before, I recommend it because it's just so cool to see them because they're the tiniest little seeds, or not seeds, seedlings. Yeah, so I did that, and I'm very excited about my strawberry plants. I've posted some pictures recently of like the pink strawberry plants that I got, and I'm excited about those. They've got a lot of fruit on them. They haven't ripened yet, but I'm excited for them to ripen because they're supposed to be super sweet. I also got some mint. So they had like really cool different kinds of mint. So they had an orange mint that is, they said was good to put in a mojito. I've never had a mojito before, but I'm tempted to try now that I've got this orange mint. I'll probably just end up making some orange mint tea out of it. And then I got just regular pineapple mint. All of the mint that I had, like, it just didn't come back last year, and I don't know why or what happened to it. That's very not typical for mint, because I think that it probably just got drowned out by the Johnson grass, because it where they're planted, they were in a raised bed, and somehow the Johnson grass spread into the raised bed, and it's just been insane controlling it. But yeah, if you're having a hard time controlling your mint, apparently Johnson grass is the answer. No, I'm joking. Don't plant that. It's not worth it. So mint, I got some more because it died, and I'm very sad about it, but that's okay because sometimes that happens, and we learn from that. I also want to talk a little bit about why I want to plant native plants. So I did say a little bit that they were good for biodiversity, and the local, like, insects and birds do prefer them. But they're also important because let me gather my thoughts. I apologize. Native plants provide essential ecosystem services such as water filtration and soil retention. They also help prevent soil erosion and reduce the risk of flooding. So whenever I say that, I mean they've lived here. They will perform well in this environment. So for me, I have very clay, rocky soil. So some plants may not, some exotic plant species, I should say, won't perform well here because it's, you know, they say corn don't grow on rocky top. So, you know, it does grow a little bit. It is very hard to grow on rocky top in Appalachia. But some things just don't do well here, and there are things that we can do as gardeners to kind of mend that, like taking care of the soil health. So one of the things that you can do is doing a soil test where you put some soil in a jar, shake it up a bit, and then see like what layers that you have. I do struggle with some very clay soil in the back, like right directly behind our house. But everywhere else, like I've talked a little bit before, where we live now used to be cow pasture. The soil is super rich everywhere except for like just directly behind our house. It's very, it's kind of loamy. Like it's really well draining and it's really, really good to grow pretty much anything unless, you know, you need sand. We don't have a lot of sand in our soil, but you can add sand to soil if you really wanted to grow something like that. I think typically the thing that we try to do most is like adding in organic materials into our soil. So something that I wanted to try to do, I haven't done it yet, but I want to like try to aerate the soil a little bit where it's super clay, like super heavy clay, behind our house, to see if that helps at all. I was watching a YouTube video a couple of months ago, and somebody said that aerating it and then adding organic material helped them. So that's something that I'm going to try and see if that works. It's just, it's hard to grow anything in clay soil, I will admit. Like, even just adding a little bit of organic material like compost on the top of it, it still like kills a lot of the things that I've tried to plant behind our house. So what I've done is I'm gonna try to aerate it, of course, and then adding the more organic material. Then I've got some, it's like a packet of seeds that's supposed to have stuff in it that's to help build soil. So there's the nitrogen fixing pea plant, and then there's oats too in there. I'm gonna see if that works, if that helps at all, because of course you like sow it and then grow it, and then in the fall it'll like die back, and then you can use that as like some more organic matter that will go back into the soil. But the soil health is really, really important whenever you are gardening, to keep in mind, like, what can I do to help my soil succeed so that my plants succeed? It is something that can be a struggle depending on where you live, but something that I try to do is make sure that I'm not using a lot of stuff that's gonna disturb the organisms that are in the soil naturally, like the worms, the bacteria, things like that. So I try to stay away from chemicals like pesticides. I mean, everything's has chemicals in it, but like I try to stay away from things that are very harsh and that could harm the microbial community and any like organisms that could be beneficial. Like, I don't want to kill any ground nesting bees that may live in the soil, like have their nests in the soil, or I don't want to harm any being that could definitely help my soil health. Using organic fertilizers and pest control methods may help promote healthy soil and support beneficial insects and other wildlife. So that's something that I try to do. It can be hard. I've tried some of that stuff that I've gotten, like I tried the neem oil and it had like very scary like warnings on the back, so it kind of freaked me out to use it a little bit, because it was like, do not inhale, do not get on skin, immediately wash your hands after you get it on your skin. So some of that like organic pest control methods are even scary. Like, I know that's just probably something that they have to do, and it would probably be way worse if I was using like something that was like very strong chemicals, but it definitely scared me a little bit, and I was like, I don't know if I want to use this or not. But I do try to keep that in mind whenever I'm gardening. Something else that you can do that I try to do too is rotating crops. So, you know, if you are planting something like what are they called? The tomatoes and the potatoes. Nightshades. Yeah, sorry. If you're growing nightshades in one area, you may want to put something that's nitrogen fixing in it the next year. in that spot. So that's something to keep in mind as you're gardening, not to deplete your soil of its nutrients, because the nutrients are very important. So I do think that maintaining a healthy soil is definitely essential to a successful gardening and sustainable agriculture. So if you take care of the soil, it'll take care of you, basically. So something that I've thought about doing is like a worm farming. So I want to do worm farming. We have a lot of worms in our, like, even whenever I was planting the strawberries, like, there were a lot of, like, earthworms in the plants, which is, like, not in the plants, in the soil, like, where I was planting the strawberries, which was so exciting, but it's also a little bit scary, because, like, I don't want to hurt the worms. Goodness, I'm sorry. It is way past my bedtime, and I'm very sleepy. But yeah, that is a little bit of what we've been up to. Got a lot of really awesome plants, native plants especially, I'm very excited about. We also got our soil. I talked about that a little bit, so I'm very excited about that, and I'm very excited to continue taking care of our soil and hopefully mend the clay soil that we have behind our house. Other than that, I didn't really get a chance to garden much this weekend because I was sick, so I will keep you updated on how everything goes. Our materials for the raised beds are ready for us to pick up. We just have to go pick them up, and then I will be making some raised beds in the coming days, and I'm super excited about it. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Like I said before, like, if you have any questions or you want have anything that you want me to talk about, I would definitely be happy to do that. Just send me a message on Instagram, and I will definitely look into that. And thank you so much for listening. I am so excited about this summer and to hear from you and everything that's been going on. I hope that you all have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever time that you listen to this at. So good night. Bye.